Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 K-Love. Nobody plays more 80s. It's Miles in the morning. I always love whenever we get to talk to people that are in and around the community. Mm-hmm. And this morning, we have a very special guest in studio. And I would say what makes this so much fun is we all in this room kind of have a history of the filling out of North Texas, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
The urban sprawl that has happened here is probably bigger than just about anywhere else in mm-hmm. the country.
Right.
So we have in studio with us right now, she is the owner and the publisher of a magazine out of Frisco. It's called Frisco Life Magazine. Her name is Becca Corbett. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about kind of how you got started with the magazine, because
sure.
you have to know that mm-hmm. 30 years ago, there was no need for Frisco
yeah.
Life magazine. I think that would have...
It
would have been five readers, and that's about it.
That's so true.
And now all of a sudden, I was reading Money Magazine ranked Frisco, Texas, mm-hmm. as the number one city in America to live.
It is. It's the fastest growing, I think it's top three fastest growing cities, and Denton County is like top three
right.
fastest growing counties. So it's exciting.
And it's incredible to see what's going on in Frisco. Now, how long have you been in Frisco, and are you from the area?
Okay. I'm not from the area.
Okay.
Just about, I would say 2 years.
Okay. Gotcha.
Been in this area. So it's a brand new experience and area mm-hmm. for me.
Right.
A new home, you know. So.
And so where are you from originally?
Originally from Louisiana, but
okay.
I grew up a lot of many years in Bolivia, South America.
Oh, wow.
From 8 years old till 16.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
I really don't know where I'm from.
Okay.
I mean, so.
Right.
You're from the world.
I know, right.
Which is great, though, because I would say that you probably represent about 80%, if mm-hmm. not more, of what Frisco is.
That's what I love about it.
Yeah. It's kind of a smorgasbord of just about anybody mm-hmm. and everybody.
People
and
moving in from all over.
That's one of the things that makes
everywhere.
It so great. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about a little bit about the magazine,
sure.
kind of how you got started. How long has the magazine been going now?
Okay, so Frisco Life's been in Frisco since 2016.
Okay.
I took over the ownership in May of 2019.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
This is a brand new dream come true for me. I'm super excited. I've been in the publication world since about 2006.
Okay.
And in sales and marketing since I was 19. So it's just been part of my life. But to become the owner of a magazine is definitely a dream come true.
Now, is that what brought you to Frisco? Is that what brought you to North Texas?
It's not. Our landing pad is, my mom and dad were missionaries, was the Metroplex, mm-hmm.
okay.
Dallas, Fort Worth area.
Yeah.
And so that's how I landed in this area. And then moved to Flower Mound in about 2016-17 as single, and about 2 years ago met my husband Scott, and so we're newlyweds. We built a home out close to Frisco, and that's how I ended up in Frisco.
Okay.
And then the magazine reached out to me, the corporate office, which is Lifestyle Publications.
Okay.
And after about five interviews, I was like, okay, this is a great opportunity. And I jumped on board, and here I am today.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How often do you put out a new issue of the magazine?
Every month.
Okay.
We are a monthly publication, so it's fast-paced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the fascinating part to me about this is, again, you know, I lived in Frisco, 15, 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just remember thinking about, at the time, like, at that time, the tollway didn't go past...
No.
Past 121.
It just stopped.
121
at a
didn't even exist.
Yeah, even go past there in 2013. I remember
right.
there was still construction. Right.
It's really funny because at one point I was we moved from Frisco to Prosper.
Okay.
And I remember driving on the tollway when it extended past 121 and it went all the way to 380.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I remember being on it the very first day it opened, and it was
wow.
like the coolest thing ever. Right?
Oh my gosh, we can go further north now.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk about the kind of things that you have in the magazine, the different features that you have,
sure.
because Frisco is exploding with I mean, just every facet of life there
new
is.
Businesses.
You know, you've got these big headquarters that are moving to the Plano area. Like, you look at the Legacy area, which is, I'm sure, where a lot of the residents of Frisco probably work.
Right.
One of the things that's great about that area is it keeps people from having to commute all the way into Dallas or Fort Worth.
Exactly.
They can just go right there to the Legacy area. You've got Toyota there now. Yep. You've got Boeing and Liberty Mutual and all these big companies. Cadbury Schweppes. Is it still called Cadbury Schweppes?
I think so.
I can't remember. But with now you've got big things happening in Frisco. There are people, we were talking about this off the air a minute ago. There are people that, let's say you live in Cleburne. You may not even, it probably doesn't cross your mind on a regular basis that we got a minor league baseball team in Frisco. It's been there for a long time now. But the Frisco Rough Riders are there.
Sure.
Yeah.
We have a major league soccer team that is in Frisco.
And the Soccer Hall of Fame
and
as
the Texas Legends.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are these the kind of things that you feature in the magazine?
Yes. So the magazine, that is, I think, something that really drew me to the magazine is everything is hyper-local. Mm-hmm. So it's hyper-local to our area, to Frisco, the surrounding areas. So we are very unique in that we allow our partnering advertisers to be part of our content.
Right.
So we really want to tell their story. We want to tell the stories that we find in Frisco. So it's been so much fun to find local amazing stories, and there's never an end. There's so many great, you know, like you said, businesses, sports teams, people to highlight, just amazing stories. So, yeah, I mean, we partner with Texas Legends. We're super excited to have them as part of Frisco Life, and they've been just an amazing partner for us as far as FC Dallas, like you said, the Star. I mean, it can go on and on what there is to offer there, and it's growing. I mean, we have the PGA that's coming to Frisco.
So I'm a huge golfing, I'm a golfing fanatic, and so is Lucky. And like when they said that they're moving the PGA to Frisco, I was like, whoa,
It's like right there.
Huge deal.
I know.
And I guess the rumor is, and I say this is a rumor, I don't have any, nobody's told me that this is what's going to happen. But I guess the rumor is that they could possibly be moving the Byron Nelson Golf Tournament to this new golf course that they're putting in Frisco. And how great would that event be in Frisco, right?
The amazing story, amazing event. Yes. So,
well, coming up here in a few minutes, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the different features that you have in the magazine, but also what you've seen so far in Frisco and kind of what it has to offer for people that might be listening right now that are like, okay, oddly enough, there's probably people here in North Texas that have never even been to Frisco.
You're right. Yeah.
Definitely.
So we're going to share that with you coming up next with Miles in the Morning. It's 98.7 K-Love. Good morning. Coming up at 9:25, we got another code word for you.
Ooh.
And your chance at $1,000 with our Workday Payday. We were just talking with Becca Corbett, who is the owner and publisher of Frisco Life Magazine. First of all, again, Frisco, hey, it's so funny. I was I moved back to North Texas, a little over a year ago, September of 2018.
Yep.
And when I got here, I was staying with a friend of mine in Prosper. And I just remember Frisco had literally grown so much just in that 10 years that I was away. And I'd come back to visit and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I saw a lot of the growth happening. I saw a lot of the construction and the building and everything else. But just being here now and seeing so much of what's happening in Frisco is just incredible. So, again, we're talking about Frisco Life Magazine. We just noticed, and you showed us one of your copies with Drew Pearson on the cover. How much fun was he
to
interview?
That was exciting. Wow. Yeah. It was an amazing experience. I was invited to be on the Drew Pearson Live Show.
Oh, yeah. On Channel 8, WFA.
To share my Hail Mary moment.
Okay.
So that, once in a lifetime, experience.
What was your Hail Mary moment?
It was a time in my life just a few years ago that I was in a very hard place of adversity.
Yeah.
I'd gone through a divorce after 26 years.
Yeah.
Found myself trying to find work. I knew that it was going to be really hard. My moment was I had worked several jobs, ended up living by myself out in White Bluff Resort in Whitney, Texas.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
that is?
I just, yes. Listen, Spike, the way they
everywhere.
So listen, I know White Bluff because when I was younger, you would go to White Bluff and you would go out there to do their tour because they give you a set of golf clubs.
Yeah. so you could buy some land,
but just coming out to look, they hey, let's give you some free cowboy golf clubs.
Okay.
For that.
Yeah. And now everybody's trying to sell their land and sell their houses. So it's
funny because I played baseball at Hill College, which is right there next to Whitney. So
oh my goodness, small world. So anyway, I had started my own business, a cleaning business. I worked so hard that year, but ended up really struggling financially. Had $67 left in my name.
Oh my gosh.
Woke up that morning and was just like, you know, God, what am I going to do? What are you doing to me? You know, how am I going to make it? I keep trying. And so he just, you know, and I just knew that I needed to just sell everything I owned. I had an estate sale in 2 weeks. I posted everything on Facebook. I sold everything I owned except my bed and dresser.
Oh my gosh.
Got enough money to come back to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He, you know, I really do believe God opened doors for me.
Absolutely.
And at that point, I moved to Flower Mound, got a great job with a publication company. And, you know, it's, you know, my life now is... I was survived, so I just see myself as a survivor.
I love that story.
So do I. I'm like, that should be in your next issue of the magazine.
I know. Thank you.
That's about amazing. The editor. Yes. About, you know, I love that.
Yes.
And I think that, to me, it gives also people a lot more perspective, especially when they read your magazine now. They kind of know where this is coming from. And and that story probably touches a lot of people, especially in the Frisco area.
I hope so.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the... So you guys are going to be doing some events, which I'm very excited about. And please give us the invite. We would love to come.
Oh, I'd love for you guys to be there. Yes.
So the Star in Frisco is probably a huge thing that has just really brought so much to Frisco as far as, you know, one of the things that's great up there now is that you get this amazing restaurants.
Yep.
You've got just an amazing venue.
Yes.
Rebecca, your husband used to coach in Frisco.
Yeah,
and
he did.
They played football games there.
Football games at Liberty.
Liberty
the Star
Christian?
Or whatever. Yeah, no, Liberty, just Liberty High School in Frisco or whatever.
Oh, awesome.
But like now they have that whole like open space and all these bars faced towards like, so you could sit and have a drink and watch high school football, which I think is really cool.
It's awesome.
It's so fun. They have the Lincoln Experience Center, you know, which is, have you guys ever been in there?
No.
What is that?
Go check it out.
Yeah. Sure, please. Yeah, because you're kind of giving us a, and again, this is what's so great about Frisco, is that you can have been here for your whole life and learn something new about this part of North Dallas, North Texas that you may not have known before.
And you
could
have been to Frisco a number of times and not experience everything the city has to offer.
That's me. Yeah. We go to Frisco, I live in McKinney. We go to Frisco all the time. And I'm like, what's something that I need to know about that I need to go to that I've never done before?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm discovering that too. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, just, I'm like you guys. I'm everything. Yeah. I go each time I go into Frisco, it's like, I find out something new about Frisco. You know, I discover something new. Like, why did I know about that?
Right.
Another great thing about Frisco is it's right next door to Plano, right? So there's Shops of Legacy, Legacy West. So, I mean, I feel like we get so much in just that. You know,
a little hub right there.
Exactly.
It's interesting because it's kind of like you got the Plano side that kind of is just south of 121 that kind of straddles the tollway there. And then you've also got like the Colony. Then you got Frisco. And it's just, I don't know. It's like this weird four corners area that I just think has become its own unique kind of place. And again, it lives separately than Dallas, which I think is awesome, right?
I just spoke with a potential client the other day, and he was from New York, and he said, Becca, do you realize that New York is talking more about Frisco than Frisco is talking about Frisco?
I'm not surprised.
Isn't that awesome?
Everybody is talking about moving to Frisco. Yeah. I mean, it's just a great place, but, you know,
there's still... to raise your family, too.
Definitely.
And I think that's one of the big things, too, is you're right, Rebecca. It's raising a family there.
Yeah.
Like, you look at it, it's funny, my wife and I, we look at schools. You know, that's the first thing
Frisco
we look at.
Frisco has some of the best.
We just did an article on Frisco ISD. It is it's the top three, it's in the top three schools in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Wow.
I mean, it is a phenomenal school district. And so we were able to interview Dr. Waldrop. I hope I get that right. And it's an amazing article. So it really highlights, like you said, how incredible, you know, the school district is and what Frisco has to offer.
Mm-hmm. So. And I know that with everything that's still to come in Frisco, because I keep hearing more and more stories, like you just said, New York's talking more about Frisco than Frisco is. I keep hearing more and more stories about all these headquarters of all these major
huge companies that coming to town.
They look at Frisco as like tops on their list of places to move.
Wasn't Amazon in the running for this last time around?
Yeah, I think
for
so.
Frisco?
I think that was what I thought. So, well, I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
If you want to see more about it, FriscoLifePubs.com. That's Frisco Life, P-U-B-S. com. What's coming out in the next issue? Do we know yet?
Oh, our March issue is our home issue. So it's all about the home. We've got highlights on, you know, open houses. Good grief. I just had all of that in my head yesterday. I mean, everything goes so fast. Like, yeah. We are already on the March issue, right? So, uh-huh. I'm about to start April.
Right. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, is it really just still January? Right. I'm already living in April.
Right. Well, congratulations on everything with the magazine.
Thank you so much.
And again, just looking through not only the issues that you brought in this morning, but also just looking at your website and just seeing all the different things that are happening in Frisco. And again, what I love the most is that there's so much family stuff that happens in mm-hmm. Frisco. Probably there more than most areas of North Texas.
Right.
And it's like that's the highlight when you get to Frisco. It's funny. I was there for a car show. Oddly enough, a couple of months ago. And so before that, we went up for like a Halloween event. And we keep going up there. Yeah,
Friscovania. Oh, I've done Friscovania. Yeah. That's fun.
So much fun. So again, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Becca Corbett, thank you for having me.
From Frisco Life Magazine. If you want to check it out again on the website at friscolifepubs.com. Good morning.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.